Hello and welcome back for another episode. Think about, rebranding and, renaming this podcast something. I don't know what yet. I know I say that a lot and then it never happens, but I feel like it's something I should think into. But I know the last episode, it kind of seemed really gloom. I was making it sound like it was the end of the world kind of thing. Well, I was going through a lot. And I still am. Thankfully me and my friend figured everything out and we're going to be fine. So, in case you guys are wondering about an update on that. So, I'm okay in that regard. But, how to kick someone down. It's like, how to kick someone who's already down further, because you didn't think it'd be possible, but, somehow it happens anyway, yeah. So, I found out recently that I'm getting laid off from work. Now, I don't know if I ever mentioned this in a previous episode years back, but my last remote position, I also got laid off from. So it's like a deja vu kind of moment. It's like a, oh wow, this is all because I'm good for, because it keeps fucking happening to me, and I'm getting so sick of it. I was like sobbing when I found out they gave me the news. They're like, they literally got me and like 40 other people in the call. They're like, yeah, this isn't easy for us to say. I was like, I already fucking know. I already knew. As soon as they said that, I was like, yep, they're laying us off. So, because of business needs and costs and things like that. And you know what? Like, I don't know what I did to deserve this kind of life, because it's like I think I said in the last episode, if there's a God, he hates me, like, with all his being, because I don't understand, like, my job was the one thing that I actually was grateful for and was thankful for and felt blessed for. I felt like, it was given to me by God, and, like, it was, like, something he blessed me with, and like, I genuinely loved working there. Like, I can't say that about any other job I've worked in the past. It took me, like, what, 20? I think I worked in there for, I've been working there for a little over a year. So, say I started there when I was, like, 27. So, it took me, like, 20, oh, I mean, I started working when I was, like, 18. That took me, like, 9 years, okay? It took me 9 years of retail jobs, remote jobs, like, to find a job where I felt valued, I felt appreciated, I felt like there was opportunity, I felt like I was heard, like, oh my god, finding that kind of environment is almost impossible. The fact that I got so lucky at this point in my life where I was, like, actually working a job that was like that, I was, like, it was mind-blowing to me. I was, like, how is it that everyone's so nice? How is it that everyone's so helpful? How is it that my supervisor is competent and isn't a complete asshole? And, treats me like a fucking human being and understands that I have issues and things pop up and, like, you can't hit your goals every week and they're okay with that. And they're laid back and they like to have fun and, joke around and just have a good time. And, like, it's just, like, finding that again is probably going to take me, like, what, another 10 years? God, I hate my life right now. I'm just, like, I don't know what I did to deserve this kind of thing happen to me, and I'm genuinely upset about it, and it's, like, they said that they would reach it back to us if, like, any opportunities opened up in the future, and I'm, like, they're not gonna fucking do that, because that's what the last place told me that I got laid off from, and it's been, like, 2 years, so I'm like, yeah, I don't think they're gonna reach back out to us. They're like, oh yeah, if there's any openings in the future, you guys are gonna be the first people we reach back out to. I'm like, yeah, fucking right, you guys are such liars. Thing is, like, I don't understand why they did it, because they're basically, like, killing the whole freaking department, and there's gonna be, like, no team leads there, there's gonna be no one to, like, give feedback to the agents, like, there's gonna be, like, no one, like, they're basically giving it over to, like, a different, it's because, like, U.S. agents are a lot more, like, expensive to keep on than, like, agents from other countries, apparently, whatever, I don't know how it works, but, so, and a lot of the, and they can't afford to keep us on, it's too expensive, so, I'm just like, this really fucking sucks. So I don't know what I'm gonna do with myself. I really, really loved it there. And when I found out, I just started sobbing. I was like in that call while they're telling us, like just sobbing. And even like other people in the chat were just like, I don't think I ever cried about losing a job before. And then they're like, I think this is the first time I'm generally just like bawling my eyes out over. And like, I'm glad I'm not alone in this feeling. And everyone's just like, yeah, I actually liked it here. And that's like, that's not something I could say very often. And I'm like, yes, everyone understands that it was such a fucking good, amazing work environment. And there's this girl who I work with. We actually exchange numbers. Because we're like trying to help each other out, and then like our job search, because we're both getting laid off, and like she was even saying like, yeah, like I actually like this job, and I was like, same. Like everyone there is like, I feel like everyone there is just like so used to like working in these like shitty job, like working these shitty jobs under these shitty circumstances. Like when you finally have something good, you're like, oh my god, please don't let this ever end, and let me just work my way up in this company, and like I'll be fine here, like. It was the one job that I could tolerate and like be like okay with working for the rest of my life. I thought about that one day. I was like, you know what? Would I be mad if I was stuck working here the rest of my life? And I said, absolutely not. I love working here. I'm like, I love the environment. I love the people. Yeah, there's gonna be a few oddballs out there that you're not gonna like. I mean, there's no perfect workplace. There's always gonna be like something that could be improved. Like, I don't like Joe over there, because he's kind of a dick sometimes, but, and then, you know, like, there's gonna be, like, one, you know, negative, like, oh, I wish they paid more, but, like, other than that, like, it was, like, an amazing workplace. There was one person I didn't like, but, you know, it's fine. Like, I guess it doesn't matter anymore, because I'm not gonna have to see them anymore, because I'm getting laid off, and they get to keep their job. Good for them, so. Just like, I just wondering like how they chose who to keep and who to stay, because it's kind of ridiculous because there are some people that they kept on that like don't even do their jobs, and someone like kind of explained it to me in a way that like made sense, and I don't even think it was someone who's worked for the company. I think I was talking to a friend about it, and they're like, I think the reason they're getting rid of me and like a lot of the leadership team is because we're more expensive, like. You know, because we're higher up, so we get paid more. The fact that we get paid more means we're more expensive, and they're gonna more likely keep on the people who are getting paid less. So, it makes sense to get rid of the people who actually like do their jobs and do the job. But yeah, well, it makes a fucking perfect sense. Like, I wouldn't even mind if they like bumped my pay down, you know, like just so that they could keep me on, because like I just wanna like not have to worry about finding another job, you know, like. And I would gladly work my way up again. And, you know, but I don't think that's possible because a lot of people were asking different questions like, hey, would it be possible if we could still stay on if this and this kind of happened? They're like, really, like, we don't have, like, any sort of opportunities open for US agents at this time. And they're only keeping on, like, a select few from the US team. So. I'm sorry, I don't know why I have the sniffles, but yeah, so they're only keeping on like a few couple people, and then the rest of us are kind of just fucked. So, I didn't really know how to process it. Like, that whole day was just kind of like I was in like a weird funk. Like, I cried about it, and then like after the meeting was over, it took like 30 minutes to compose myself. I got in the call with my work family, and we like all vented about it. It's kind of funny. I'm gonna miss them so much. And we're all like willing to help each other out and give each other like, you know, referral, be a referral and blah blah blah, whatever. And so I was just like, okay, so my homies are gonna help me out, they're gonna help me get a job, everything's gonna be fine. And after that I felt a little better about it. And I said, you know, crying over it is not gonna help me in any way. It's just like it's just gonna like to motivate me from wanting to try anything. So even like yesterday I applied for a couple jobs. Today I applied for a couple things. So definitely within the next month I'm going to, because they said like They gave us a little bit of a heads up, so we still get to stay on until like February, and then we're officially getting laid off. And then of course we get some severance pay, so that's gonna help a little bit. So my goal is to find a job, like a remote job, by the beginning of March. If I can't find anything by like end of February, or if I'm not like currently interviewing for something remotely by the end of February, like I'm gonna start looking for like in-person work, which is something I really don't want to fucking do because I fucking hate the thought of having to go back to retail. I literally swore to myself, I'm like, I will never fucking ever go back to retail. Like the fact that I even had to go there the first time after getting laid off from my remote job is fucking ridiculous. And now I'm getting laid off again from my second remote job. And it's like, oh, I'm gonna have to fucking go back to retail again. Like, fuck that shit. I worked in retail my whole life. And you know what? I know exactly how it's gonna go because every retail store is exactly the same. Shitty managers, shitty people, shitty customers. Like, everyone's just shitty. The whole retail environment is just so toxic. It's like, they don't fucking care about you at all. Like, I know my worth. I'm so much better than that. Like, I've moved on past that part of my life, and I'm always so kind and generous to people who do work in retail when I'm reaching out and asking questions, and I make sure to thank them. And, like, you know, because, like, I know what it's fucking like, and even if you don't know what it's fucking like, it's human decency to just be a fucking good person. Like, fuck. Like, just be fucking kind to people. You don't fucking know what they deal with every fucking day. Like, especially, oh man, any kind of worker, anyone, customer service, they need all the fucking patience and kindness they can get, because you don't fucking know how vile people can be, and rude, and just disgusting. Like, it just, retails of customer service is just, oh God, it's so bad. Like, so I'm gonna be on a hardcore grind these next few months. And I guess I just wanted to make an episode to kind of give you guys another update on my life. And I could tell something like kicking me while I'm already down or something like that. Or when I thought things couldn't get worse, or you know, just make the title sound a little bit more interesting. But oh my gosh, it's to go through this again is really heartbreaking. It hurts. It fucking hurts a lot. And I'm really just trying my best not to think about the fact that I'm not gonna have a job in a month. And the thing is, I lost all motivation to do my work. So it's like, I know I'm gonna be laid off in a month, like a month from now. And I'm just thinking to myself, what the fuck is the point of doing anything? It's like, half the people that I'm doing this work for aren't gonna be here in a month. So is there really any point to me doing this if they're gonna be gone too? Because they're literally getting rid of everyone. So like half the people I do the work for, like I provide feedback to them. It's like, is there any point in providing them feedback if they're only gonna be here for another month anyway? You know what I mean? It's just like, it kind of seems like a waste of time. But hey, if that's what they want me to do, I guess. God, help me. Help me. I need help. I just want to be happy. I just want to get to a point in my life where I'm working at a good company and they don't screw me over. Is that too much to ask for? To work a nice, good paying, remote job that has kind people, great environment, just an overall amazing workplace that doesn't end up laying me off. Can I please have that? Like, oh my God, like I worked so hard to find this fucking job. It took me 6 months of constant applying and interviews to get the job, this job. Like, and I was like hardcore grinding. Like literally I worked at Walmart for those 6 months and they were fucking horrible. I would apply for jobs before my shift, during all the breaks, like my both my 15s, my lunch, like And then, of course, when I got home, I'd be applying to places. On weekends, I'd be applying to places. Like, literally every single opportunity. Like, there was literally never really a time I was not applying to something. Like, obviously, of course, other than when I was actually working and doing stuff at Walmart, obviously, when I was doing my job. But, like, anytime I had a break, anytime I had free time on the weekends, like, I was applying to places. Like, I wanted to get out of there as soon as possible. I was not fucking joking. Like, the fact that I'm back in fucking retail is ridiculous. I'm not gonna let myself sit here and rot for years. I'm like I did, like, in freaking Target and Kmart when I worked at all those shitty retail spots. Like, Walmart is fucking horrible too, but it's just like they're all fucking horrible, let's be honest. So this is like, I'm not gonna fucking let that happen to me again. I'm not gonna be stuck here for 3 years. I'm like, I'm not gonna let that happen to me. So I worked super fucking hard. Finally heard back something after 6 months. The fact I might not get another remote job for 6 months to a year from now, like, is gonna be, like, is absolutely wild to me. Now, there is the small chance that I might get lucky and can get find something before then, but I don't know. I mean, I want to feel confident. I want to fucking try it. All I know is that on my last day work, day after, I'm on the grind. I mean, I'm already on the grind, but it's like hard to like work and also apply for stuff. So, I mean, I have a lot of downtime, so I can still, but you know, when I actually have to do work, it's gonna be a little hard to juggle between that. But I'm gonna have a lot more time when I'm no longer working to actually, like, you know, I wanna at least apply to like 10 places a day, if not more. So I'm gonna be on the hardcore grind, and hopefully we can find something for March. Oh God, help! Just wish me the best of luck, because I really need it, and I need your kindness and your prayers or your thoughts. I really just need good vibes, you know. Throw your good vibes at me, throw your prayers at me, like, whatever it is you believe or don't believe. Just send me some good thoughts, and I really need all the help I can get right now. I just feel like the unluckiest person in the world. I'm like, my life has really been shit since I was born. So, and then it's like, when something finally is going right in my life, I feel like it's always just taken away from me. Like, someone's just ripping it from me. It's like, you know, it's like giving the kid a lollipop, and then you, like, just rip that. And, like, they have, like, the happiest look on their face, and you decide next minute, actually, you know what? I don't want to give this kid a lollipop. You rip it out of their hand, and the kid just starts crying. Like, that's really fucking me. Anytime I get anything fucking good, I get a fucking lollipop for like 10 minutes, and then it's like, oh, sorry. I meant to give this lollipop to somebody else. I know it's like a weird, like, comparison, but whatever. It's like the first thing I thought of. But yeah, that's like literally me. So I don't get a lot of lollipops in life. You know, I have this apartment, I have my car, I have my job. So, like, those are like, and then my rabbit. Those are like the big things that I have that I feel like are, you know, my lollipops. Of course, I have like my family and friends and stuff, but I mean, like, more like other things. But, and then it's just like, but if I think about it now, the lollipop for my job has been taken away. And if I can't find a job, well, there goes my freaking apartment. And then it's like, there goes my fucking car because I'm gonna have to sell it. There goes my fucking rabbit because I can't take care of it because I don't have fucking money. It's like, oh, just take away all of them. Why don't you? And then I'll be left with nothing, literally just dirt. And I might as well just bury myself because I'll be left with absolutely nothing. So, sell everything in my apartment. I don't even fucking know what I'm gonna do. I mean, I feel like I'm overthinking this, and it's not gonna be that bad. And, you know, I know my family, at the end of the day, if I'm being honest, my family wouldn't let me go homeless, so they'll let me stay with them until I got back on my feet. But I really don't wanna, like, inconvenience anyone like that, so I'm gonna work really hard to make sure I have something. And if I have to, I will go back into retail. Because that is the one place I know for a fact I will be able to get a job in. You will, like, anyone that's looking for a job right now, if you're desperate, like, I'm telling you, go into any retail store and just ask them if they're hiring. Apply to any retail store. You will, like, literally 90% of the time, you'll get a call back. Like, they are desperate. They just need bodies. And you want to know why? Because people are always quitting. So they always have to keep bringing on new people. Like, they know that a lot of people don't end up sitting there, staying there for the long run. Like, most retail people go in retail, like, it's more like temporary work. You're only really there for like a couple months, maybe a year or two, and then you're kind of out of there, you know? Like, no one really stays there long term unless it's like actually what you want to do, or maybe you're working up into like a management position because you think it'd look good on your resume or whatever. Like, there's some reasons that you w might want to stay, but majority of the time, people are just, you know, staying there temporarily due to whatever conditions or situations. So yeah, go get a retail job. Yeah, so I know that I won't be screwed over. I won't go homeless because I will be able to get a job, whether it be at fucking Target, Walmart, whatever else is out there. So, but if that's gonna happen, I'm gonna get a management position because at least I can have management on my resume now. Say that I managed a team or something at some warehouse or retail store. So, I don't know. I'm just tired of working in like the associate kind of role. Like, I know I'm fucking better than that. Like, I know I'm worthy of a management position. So, I just wouldn't stay there long, that's all. I just stay there to get some experience and then I'd be out of there. So, yeah. So that's my life right now. That's what's new. Other than that, I've just been doing some music and eating really badly, eating very poorly. So I'm gonna start getting into that's also something I need to start doing. So while I'm getting into the grind of finding new jobs, I also need to get into the grind of eating better and exercising. So hopefully we can start that tomorrow because I've been gaining some weight because of the holidays and stuff and being depressed and just like all this shit happening. It's like, what a way to start off the new year. You know, I was like feeling like really hopeful and like maybe this year won't be a shitty year. Maybe like things will actually like start looking up for me, you know? And then this happened and I was just like, my fucking goodness. You know what? Just fucking end my life right now, man. Like, you're just gonna keep giving me shit. Like, I don't even know why I keep trying because it's like as soon as I have something good, it's taken away from me, so. It's like, what's the fucking point of even trying to get something better for myself if I'm just gonna end up getting laid off anyway in the future? Just like, it's so frustrating being put into that position again and again. Like, oh my God. I'm sorry I keep talking about it and being repetitive, but it is something that really bothered me, something that I just really needed to vent about. And I also want you guys to know that I'm not dead and that, I can't really say I'm okay, but I think I'm okay in the sense that, like, I won't try anything or anything like that. Like, but I really just do feel like burying myself and just, like, I'm done, you know, with life. And, like I said, I'm just waiting to die at this point. I'm just like, I don't even fucking know why I'm here. And like, I keep trying to make my life better and get myself into a better situation when this is all that ever happens to me. It's like, oh, this is all I'm worth. This is all I know. It's just shit. That's all. My life has been shit. And all it'll ever be until further notice. So, well, yay. Maybe I could try to be more positive and see this as like an opportunity to get like a potentially better job that pays more money. But will the environment be like the same or better? Will the people be the same or better? Because I don't want to go back to something worse. I really don't. Like, I know I'm worth more than that. I don't want to be treated like shit at my next job. It's like, I finally find something good. I don't want to go back. Because, like, all I ever knew was shit up until this job. Now that I've had something good, why would I want to go back? It's like, you know, it's like, working a job where you're getting paid like $50 an hour, and then, like, something happens where you lose your job, and it's like accepting a job that pays like $15 an hour. Like, you don't want to fucking do that. Like, you started at 15, now you have 50. Like, why do you want to go back to 15? You don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm getting paid 19 now, so I really don't want to go back to, like, making $16 an hour. But I don't know. It's just like, I know my worth. And I'm gonna keep looking. You know? I know no workplace environment is awful, but even if it's just like the team I'm on and the supervisor I have on is good, that's fine. Everyone else could be shit. All the other supervisors, as long as I don't gotta interact with them, all the other employees could be shit. Like, I just specifically want to be on a team with people who are nice and have a nice supervisor. And there'd be a nice supportive environment, specifically where I am. Everywhere else could be shit. You know, the rest of the company could be shit. Like, whatever. Like, of course, obviously, like, you know, be flexible with time off and things like that. Whatever. There's gonna be like basic things, but as long as they hit like my, like, you know, the things on my list of priority, like things I prioritize when, you know, working at some place, like, I just need them to hit certain check marks and I'll be okay. Like, so hopefully, we'll see. Most remote environments don't end up being too terrible, but I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening. I'll keep you guys updated with it, but I don't know if you'll hear from me for a while just because I'm gonna be really, busy, grinding and, you know, trying to find a job. But I will post again when I do, or if something else kind of happens in the meantime, or if I have any extra thoughts, I'll definitely, come back and tell you guys about it. But I do want to thank you guys. It has been a crazy year, and I know this podcast is probably like the weirdest, strangest, most depressing, confusing thing that you've ever heard in your life. Or one of the most. Maybe it makes the top 10 of, I don't know, depressing things you've heard in your life. But I think I got like a Wrapped, like one of those like Spotify Wrapped things, but for podcasters. And it like gave me like a whole summary of like how my podcast did throughout the year. And I don't know who you guys are, but thank you to all the people who follow this podcast. There's probably like 15 people who follow this on like Spotify. I'm like, what are you guys doing? What do you get out of listening to this? I feel like I'm just like some crazy person who's got all these mental issues. Like, damn, unless it like makes you feel better about your own life. I mean, hey, if I could help you guys in that way where, you know, hearing about my shitty miserable life makes you feel better about your own, like, damn, like, all right, like, I'm helping you. So if I could help at least one person, I think I'm doing a good job, well done. So you're welcome. And then again, maybe you just want to see me succeed, or I don't know, maybe you relate in some ways, and it's just kind of like nice to have someone that you feel like you can relate to in a way. Like, it's like, oh, I just lost my job too, or oh, things are going pretty shit for me as well. And it's like, I relate, I feel you, sister, you know, like one of those things. But I want you guys to know that you could always reach out to me if you want. So thank you to all the people who listen to this, all the people who've given the podcast a chance. I know it's not for everyone. Most of the time, I don't even know what the heck I'm talking about. Like, this whole episode, I feel like I was just very repetitive and stuff, but whatever, I don't care anymore. I'm too tired now to think. I'm just going through a lot, as I have been my whole life. I just want everything to work out, and I hope that it will. And if you guys are going through something similar or something completely unrelated that is difficult for you, I really hope that things work out and that you are successful and you're happy and, you know, I really wanted this year to be a good year, but we're not starting off too hot, so hope your years are starting off a little bit better than mine. So here's to a new year for you guys, for me. And I think that's it for me for now. Until next time. So who knows when that will be, but I'll catch you guys later. Good luck, and I will talk to y'all soon, hopefully. Bye-bye.